just a worthless liar. I am just an imbecile. I will only complicate you. Trust in me and fall as well. I will find a center in you. I will chew it up and leave. Trust me, trust me.
Spankwagon Radio begins now. Holy shit. Phew! I made it. This is a miracle, folks. Trust me when I say this is a miracle that I made it. I don't even know if you can hear me, mostly because I don't even hear myself. All right. Well, you can because the meters are all dancing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Friday. It's Spankwagon Radio. But it's a show not show tonight because I just got back from the other side of the Vegas Valley. Basically, I did my normal thing and flew over to Claude's about 4:15, 4 o'clock, you know, so that we could be there, we could set up, we can get the switches going, you know, shit like that. I get there, Claude opens the door, and he looks like shit that's been warmed over, tossed with cheese, and put back in the fridge for a later date. It's pretty bad. They can't hear me. They're saying they can't hear me. I don't know why. Oh, this is going to have a hard... Durr! Well, no, we can't hear. I don't know if they can hear me or not. Obviously, they must be able to hear me because I asked if you could hear me, and they said they can hear me. Anywho, it's going to be a show, not show, for those of you who can hear me. Let me check my own audio. Audio. I can hear me. Oh, well. It's good enough for me if I can hear myself. It's always good enough for me if I can hear myself. I talk a lot. Anywho. Wonders how many shows have the bitch about driving across town prologue. Yes, every single show you're going to have to hear this because this time not only did I have to get there, but I had to get back in order to do the show because he was dead, fucking dead. So, we're doing a show not show. Fuck. You guys just don't understand. I'm like running in the house at like 2 to 6 and Vert calls me and he goes, "We want our music." You know, you're lucky you called that number. I mean, normally if it would have been at the other place, Studio B, definitely would have heard shit. I don't even have any of my stuff out yet, so I don't have news or anything like that. So what we're going to do, first off, Muzak. I don't even know what I have queued up, so you're just going to have to learn with me. Maybe a little later we'll play some more stuff off CDs I got last week. We're going to play probably a little bit more of... I have no fucking clue what I'm going to play more of. So, show not show, we will have shit going on tonight, and if you want to hang out in the chat room, it's irc.slashnet.org. The room is Spankwagon. We will do mad props and all that good happy horse shit tonight. I think Claude had the dead celebrity. I think this was his week to find it. So, I may not have one of those tonight. Oh, well. Ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio, enjoy the music, the rest of it, and I'll be back. Let's see if we're doing a little bit better now. A little more prepared, if you will.
Blech.
All right. Looks like the room's actually filling up, and I'm actually pleased to hear that. If you're wondering, for those of you who just joined us, where the fuck Claude is at home, dead. As I said a little bit ago, I went over there to start the show up, get everything going, and, he was pretty much dead. So I said, instead of having a show where he just sits there and mumbles into a microphone, because trust me, that's about as far as it was going, decided to head back to my place, head back to Studio A, and do a shoe from here. Yeah. So that's what's going on. Mostly, for those of you who are curious, a show not show. A few times in Spankwagon's glorious four-year history now, we've had it where something's come up, we just couldn't do a normal show. We couldn't do Claude and I and a guest or a phone or whatever. And we've decided then at that point we do a show not show. A lot of music, little bit of me popping up here and there, talking about shit that normally we'd talk about in the show, but mostly covering it, almost news forecast style, if you will. So that's a show not show. It does get archived because, hey, I go to this fucking effort to do it. Why not, record it and save it? For those of you who are in the chat room, yes, his corpse answered the door. And of course, the first thing I'm like, well, if you got a bad headache, have some soda or something, caffeine. And, if you're feeling a little ill, maybe you'll feel a little better. And he's like, nah, I've been throwing it up all day. Still went to work, though, that asshole. So, boy, the chat room's actually a buzz. That bastard already tricked us once into thinking he was leaving Spankwagon, and now he's dead. No, now he's actually physically hurting. He may be listening, I don't know, later on. I think last I heard he went straight to bed. So, let everybody know there is a stream. I'm assuming there's a stream. I see a stream. So, enjoy the stream. Come on, give B&M listening. Jesus Christ, people. All right. I think I already played that song, so it's playing again. Must have accidentally relooped it. Gonna go ahead, play some new music, or newer music, or different music. Who cares? I don't even know. We'll cover some news articles. We'll cover some stuff that piqued my interest. Some stuff that was follow-up from last week's show. Some things that, we mentioned on last week's show, and then throughout the whole week, there was, follow-up after follow-up after follow-up on topics we covered. So I want to cover a little bit of that. Why don't we go ahead? I think the next song here is Reverend Horton Heat, so... It looks like I'm kind of punching the ska punk kind of thing tonight. Well, rockabilly for Reverend Horton Heat. And then we'll go into some sappy techno or something. Anywho, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio only at spankwagon.vftp.net. I'm Trencher. Claude's dead. Enjoy the music.
It's martini time. Hey, buddy, you got the time?
this is one thing that I was going to wait a while before we talked about. Maybe we'll talk about it now so you can think about it, because we all have to make some kind of plans for ourselves. It's a free concert from now on. Thing you have to remember tonight when you go back up into the woods to go to sleep, or if you stay here, is that the man next to you is your brother, and you damn well better treat each other that way, because if you don't, then we blow the whole thing, but we've got it right there.
I'm not. Okay, everybody, lie down on the floor and keep calm.
This is what KLF is about. Also known as the Justified Ancients of Moomoo. Furthermore known as a jazz.
Alright guys, Smack's coming at you this week from deep within the Smack Cave. All I got is a cell phone. I've got no fancy mixing equipment, no music for you unless you want me to hum a few bars. Yep, other than that, it's just me and the words coming out of my mouth. So, this week we got to talk about something very special, very, very quickly. We need to go over 9/11 Commission testimony, specifically the testimony about to be given by G-Dub and Dick Cheney. Now, we really can't call it testimony because it's not under oath. We won't really know what's said because it's not being done in public. And the best part is, they don't have to tell the truth. There's no threat of perjury. There's no one to corroborate, no one to counterpoint. It's just going to be them, the commission, and their lies. It's going to be the greatest sock puppet show on earth, folks. Hey, anyone ever noticed that G-Dub never talks when Cheney's drinking water? Is it just me, or does anyone else find that a little strange? Guys, these guys will not be giving any public testimony about this. They're going to be going into a locked room with no video camera, no one in there, just them and the commission, and spilling forth their lies. Yeah. Lies, guys. Republicans, deal with it. It's lies. We've already uncovered enough of them this week. I only got one memo about Bin Laden, except, you know, the 9/11 Commission found who, about 20 or 30 more with similar titles, things like Bin Laden determined to attack the U.S., Bin Laden plans advancing, Bin Laden, Bin Laden, Bin Laden, Bin Laden, Bin Laden. Get the hunt. It's on, guys. It's not going anywhere. The Republicans are not going to be able to bounce back from this. This is a witch hunt. Kind of reminds you of when they were going after Clinton, huh? Except this time, it won't be videotaped, and it won't be put on the nightly news. And this time, a couple of thousand Americans have died in Iraq because of this man's lies. He blamed 9/11 on Iraq. Right out. Guys, the books are out there. Look at Bernstein's book is coming out next week. The first thing out of his mouth, it was Saddam Hussein. The guy has a hard-on for this man, and I think he just wants a mustache ride. It's sickening to me to see this guy do this to our country. Do you know what it took to get Condoleezza Rice up on the stand? No one else from the administration will be subpoenaed. No one else from the administration will be giving testimony. It was just Chipmunk Condoleezza, Bad Mullet Rice, and the 9/11 Commission that day. We didn't get represented. What we got was filibustered. Anytime anyone tried to ask her a poignant question, deal with it, kids. If anyone thinks anything positive is going to come out of this commission, they're sorely wrong. The whole thing is a farce. The Republicans just want to make George look good. The Democrats just want to point fingers and lay blame. But here's the deal, guys. George wasn't the only one that fucked up. Well, George didn't fuck up. The guy's a puppet, for Christ's sake. He's a figurehead. Dick fucked up. Dick fucked. Anyway, yeah, Dick fucked up. But you know who fucked up before Dick did? Bill Clinton. And before him? George Bush Sr. And before him? Reagan. Everybody has fucked up. No one wants to accept the blame. The current administration would just say, you know what, we screwed up, we missed it, sorry, won't happen again. It wouldn't be such a big deal. But ideology is holding true here, guys. Bill Clinton said it about 3 months ago. The difference between Republicans and Democrats is very simple. When a Democrat gets themselves into a problem, they ask for help to get out. You dig yourself a hole, you ask for help out. Republicans, ideology comes into play. They know they're doing the right thing. They swear they're doing the right thing. They have to be doing the right thing. They just need a bigger shovel. Guys, I'm Smack. This is a short one this week, and you're listening to Spank Reagan Radio. Spank Reagan Radio. That's the new call sign right there, guys. You're listening to Spank Reagan Radio, the only radio station guaranteed to make hemorrhoids pucker up and flare. Thanks. Have a great night.
It was almost as if everything in the room just started leaning left and then started leaning right at the end. Not sure where everything was going, but it's there. All right, Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. I'm Trencher. Claude is dead. Real quick, cover some basic news. And like I said early on, this is a follow-up. It seems like everything we mentioned last week, or most everything we mentioned last week, were on previous shows, even in a couple of them. They've been mentioned again in the news, and in different things happening with them in the news. First off, I don't know if anybody watches CNN or anything like that. I unfortunately get to watch everything on whatever everybody else wants on this one TV that sits in front of me in our call center. Well, one thing they were doing, like I want to say on a Sunday or a Monday on CNN, they were talking about a person in California building a 19 by 19 square foot home. And, you know, 19 by 19 footprint, basically, for the home. But building it 4 stories tall. Which means that they're going, you know, to be able to afford to have this home that they want, they have to build it 19 by 19 on the property, pay for the property, build it 4 stories tall. Which means, what, patio on the roof, I think they said living room on the second floor. I don't know about you, but this, I just don't understand. I don't really quite get it. Is California really that bad? I wish Claude was here. I just don't understand it. Anybody else from California in our chat rooms, anybody who's been in the West Coast from our chat rooms, aside from me in Vegas, because Vegas still isn't that bad. This is pathetic. But, oh well, that's one follow-up. Another follow-up. Last week we were talking about McDonald's. Hey, hey, hey. We were also joking. We said a comment of, hey, I doubt the McDonald's people eat McDonald's food. You know, the CEOs and the corporate. Well, looks like down in Florida, hence Reverend Hammer's territory, I think Reverend Aaron will just get the blame automatically. The CEO dies of a heart attack. The McDonald's CEO dies of a heart attack. Now, he was attending a company owner-operator meeting in Orlando, Florida. All this good stuff. I don't even have all the news. I just got from what I had last week. Basically, he died of a heart attack. He took over the company back in January 2003 because of struggling sales. And they had to figure out how to kind of get out of that. How many think that he just ate too much good food, you know, too much rich food? Maybe he should have eaten McDonald's. You know, shit out his brains a little once, you know, once in a great while. And maybe he might be alive today. Who knows? McDonald's, though, was very quick to replace him. Like, within 2 days, they already had someone in his place. So maybe they weren't too committed to him anyway as a CEO. The interesting news story isn't that he died. I mean, we all seen he died. Everyone reported that he died. He's dead. So that's pretty much been covered. Now, what's interesting is McDonald's in Florida really pissed off a lot of veterans. It seems that McDonald's chairman and CEO Jim Quandalupo, he's the new guy. That was the dead guy. Get all the names confused. Guadalupe died, age 60, heart attack, yada, yada, yada. The officials at the American Legion, though, based around, like, Palm Beach County, they were inundated with angry complaints from people who saw flags flying at half-staff at area McDonald's restaurants. John Granny of West Palm Beach, whose father was killed during the first Gulf War, said he called McDonald's corporate headquarters in Chicago and was told the hamburger chain was flying their flags half-staff at restaurants nationwide on Monday, but would return them to full staff Tuesday, so the following day. Officials could not be reached at corporate headquarters late Monday. Gary Hale, president of the Ladies Auxiliary at the VFW Post 270 in West Palm Beach, said Canalupo's death was a tragedy, but the company's response was wrong. It's a slap in the face to veterans everywhere. We don't put the flag down for the kids who are dying. We don't damn sure put it down just because he was a CEO. American flags should, and this is kind of the rules, should be flown at half-staff when the nation is in mourning, as proclaimed either by the president for national embrace or the governor of a state or territory for local remembrance. Federal government officials may also order the flag be flown half-staff on buildings, grounds, and naval vessels under their jurisdiction. The president may order the flag to be flown at half-staff to mark the death of either other officials, former officials, or foreign dignitaries. In addition, the president may order half-staff display of the flag after tragic events, such as what we got to see after 9/11 with the flag's half-staff, but not for McDonald's CEO. A McDonald's CEO is not that big of a deal, folks. Think about this. He's a corporate guy. All he's doing is trying to crank out money for a company. That's it. And he was only there temporarily, and he was replaced that fast, and they still gave him a half-mast flag. Rather rude. Definitely politically incorrect, actually legally incorrect if you really want to know, and just stupid. Anywho, we're going to listen to more music because I'm just not, you know, the show not show, so we're not going to go ahead and debate this too much. It's just stuff I found. We got some more follow-up and something I thought was really cool that may make Spankwagon even more popular than it already is. Not that it'd make it more well-prepared or, you know, make it start on time, but it'll make Spankwagon more cooler than it already is. Anywho, Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. I'm Trencher. Claude is dead. Enjoy the music. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a psycho ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
stars. Fly up and remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away.
Western world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling? There's no running away, there'll be no one to save. With the world in a grave, take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me, oh, my friend, you don't believe we're on the... Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like cold, just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows letters don't pass legislation. And marches alone can't bring us disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve. Then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. In disgrace, you can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell. Over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on. No, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
All right, spankwagon.vftp.net. It's still a show not show. We're going to start heading into the second hour, but something I found today, and I actually found it on the register by Slashdot, hence I went Slashdot first. You'll figure it out. Okay, anyhow. Something very cool that I would buy one just because of how my music listening is. Wi-Fi Internet Radio Tuners. Wi-Fi, and this is quoting directly from the register, to connect to the internet from anywhere in the home, it's also making internet radio work almost, parentheses, you know, like the real thing, is currently pitching its standalone net radio receiver to a variety of consumer electronic companies. ISW LAN subsidiary Linksys is preparing a new version of its wireless B media adapter so it can pump your favorite online stations into your living room. Unlike Linksys, Receivia isn't in the business of selling the product to Giles Hutchinson. Giles, whatever. British. Told us recently. Instead, the company wants to license its technology big-name CE players. He reckons, are likely to want to design their own devices, even though the internals follow Receivia's specs. Much like a TiVo, all different manufacturers, Sony, Philips, you know, so on and so forth, RCA, all for TiVo, TiVo guts and software, RCA cabinetry, RCA external, you know, extras. Receivia has all interface design ready to use by companies who simply want to contact out manufacturers and offer the kit under their own name. This is something you're on your computer right now. Some of you are gaming, you know, some of you are doing stuff that, you know, that may not necessarily take up a lot of internet, a lot of bandwidth, but it takes up a lot of processor. Old G4 400 And I'm starting to get to the end of the life of the my Mac here, where it's starting to really bog down under three or four applications. Having something like this, you know, just an external box. You don't have to waste your PC and processor. Sure, you are sharing the bandwidth, but still, it could be really, really cool. Now, soup it up a bit. Make it a little bit better. If you could only do it where you had an in-car one. Somewhere, you know, I mean, it basically would be satellite radio, but satellite radio, since it really doesn't cost much, because it's all subscription, why aren't they taking and making deals with these online broadcasters? Why aren't they making deals with Soma FM or, I want to say, oh, I can't think of another one of the big ones. I know Soma's one of the big ones I always listen to, but Radio Storm. Why don't they have something where they actually play Soma and Radio Storm and get some of those channels? Because as far as I'm concerned, Soma and Radio Storm are completely illegal. Why not bring it over the air? Anywho, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. One thing we were going to talk about, we were going to do this show, was actually go over the bad food. However, the minute I mentioned bad food to Claude, well, it wasn't pretty at all. Yeah, he just started getting green right there thinking about the bad food. So we're going to try to rework those dates on that bad food to try to find the time where Claude and I can pick it and then eat it. I almost said pick it and stick it, but that just isn't right. Anywho, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm Trencher. Claude's dead. Enjoy the music.
That was interesting.
Everything, 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 everything.
listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you are, as ICJ said, listening to Spank Wagon Radio. The website, spankwagon.vftp.net. The ultimate in internet radio broadcasting. Something actually in the chat room here. When I was mentioning a little bit ago about listening to Wi-Fi internet radio, Reverend pops up and, you know, says, could you imagine, or let me find the exact quote here. Let me scroll to find the exact quote, because Reverend mentioned something about who would want to listen to us or something to that effect. And, of course, everybody's chatting, and so I lost it. Yeah, damn it. Oh, well. Basically, you know what? If they put something like that into... Oh, yeah, here it is. Quote, oh, dear God, do we really want people listening to SWR or JSTFU while they're driving? Absolutely. Totally. Who wouldn't? I mean, I would. Now, I can only do what I would like. You know, so I can only account for myself. I can't account for any of you guys that are out there listening right now, or any of you that listen in to Reverend Hammer's JSTFU. So, if you really think about it, just ask in the room. If you had a Wi-Fi internet radio connection in your car, somehow they started playing internet radio or whatever over, you know, over the Wi-Fi, and you get it on satellite or whatever, would you tune in? Would you make a habit of tuning into the show? Just a thought. I would. You know, that's something, though. I mean, I only do what I like to hear. So when you hear me do this, granted, it may sound a little rough around the edges and stuff like that, or maybe it's show like tonight, where it's a show not show because busy bouncing back and forth. It's all about, you know, what entertains you, and I don't know, I would listen to it. It entertains me. All right, let's do what everybody enjoys doing, and it's just about that time anyway. Yeah, Volkura says, drive time trencher. Oh, yes. And could you imagine me giving a traffic report? Can you imagine this? I'd be driving, or someone would be driving.
And the traffic in local downtown Las Vegas is,
oh, shit, look out for that goddamn fucking truck! Ah! No, can't do that. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Mad Props. Now, of course, we're not going to do it Claude and Trench style. We're just doing it Trench style. But everybody who did actually do the, you know, the whole Spankwagon nickname-esque, you rock. Thank you so much. I want to say Volkwagon for Volkurus was really, I like that one. It took me a minute to realize it was Volkurus. I was just not, well, I was kind of setting shit up. But let me just say, mad props to everybody's, everybody's favorite Mad Dane. B&M. Mad props. Hey, wait, is this clicker liquor? Oh, yeah, this is the clicker liquor I was supposed to mail it to Rev. Hey, Rev. That one's yours, by the way. Let's also give mad props to, he's listening in the room. I don't know. I haven't heard him pop up chat very much. But, hey, let's give mad props to Chizad. Forgot the other part. Damn tag. These things have tags. All right. He's listening in from work, which means I can say, are you fucking customers? It's Akari, der Spankin' Wagon. Mad props. Normally people know him as Toe. However, today he's out shit. So we'll say mad props to Wilford Brimley's Toe. And of course you can listen to him every Monday, JSTFU.org. It's Reverend Hammer. And this is his clicker liquor. He's tuning in this week. He forgot to tune in last week, which would have been a better choice. But hey, thank you for calling me to make sure that I'm not dead at 6 o'clock tonight. Virtual one. Also, let's give out mad props to, well, I don't know how he's feeling. Let's hope he's feeling good after his little bicycle accident last week or a couple weeks ago. Let's give mad props to the curse. All right. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm Trencher. Claude's dead. Enjoy the music. The music. I really ought to include cue the music.
We'll be right back. together. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Fucked up.
Yeah, royally, man. He royally fucked up, man.
Hi, ho, Kermit the Frog here, coming to you live from Spank Fucking Radio.
Hey, we got those UV meters. You want to fuck with the UV meters? Let me turn down the volume so I don't blow my speakers.
Yeah.
Let's fuck with the UV meters.
Yeah.
Ah! We can't peg him.
Arr, me matey.
That's so sad. Let me turn back up my volume. You know, there's a reason I like all that stuff. Why are we waiting? Hello!
I don't know what the fuck we're doing, man. What happens when two dipshits get on a computer?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh. Good. I have no rhythm. I have no rhythm. I have no rhythm. I have no rhythm.
What happens?
Spank Wagon Radio. of the week.
All right, so I lied. I lied miserably. I lied horribly, miserably, badly. We have one dead celebrity. Yeah, you all know him. He's a celebrity to you and me. It's Claude Balls. You see, Claude Balls is homesick right now. He's practically dead. He's turning four different shades of green. So why not qualifying for Dead Celebrity of the Week? Hell, I ain't got anybody better. I think he had somebody, but I don't have it. Anywho, thought I'd just have a little fun and figure out what the hell that one was. Same thing with the fuck around. I didn't know what fuck around was, and so I decided to play it, and here it is, Claude and me screwing around with the mics. I think we were recording something for Reverend Hammer. I don't remember. All right. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. For those of you who have been submitting stuff for bad food, we're going to continue, and we're going to change those dates on it. We got to sit down and figure out when. Probably, God, I hate putting it off for about another 2, maybe 3 weeks. I don't know. We want more food, though. There's a lot of great suggestions, and quite honestly, we're very thankful that, as 9Volt pointed out so delicately on our show, the kitchen is really close to Studio B. Right. So anyhow, what we may do is cook up some of this stuff. I do know that Reverend Hammer says we insist on bacon cocos, which I kind of agree. We should really try that. I haven't had one of those since we played Cat and Mouse years ago, since that night. Yeah, definitely since that night years ago. I think there might have been a reason. Not sure. Also, we got a few things for the syrup milkshake and or syrup shakes and stuff like that. And, you know, we'll set that all up. So anyhow, if you don't go there, you can. Guest posting is all cool. You know, I'm all down with keeping it open and free for everyone. Go to spankwagon.vftp.net. Check out the message boards and submit your bad food. Be prepared. The dates will change. But we will definitely, absolutely, positively be doing bad food. Because that's just a lot of fun, really. Another follow-up aspect of bad food was the simple fact that in FARC earlier this week, a survey link was posted to ask what sort of food combinations would gross you out the most. Hey, looks like we're a little bit ahead of the curve on FARC by about 3 years. Right on! All right. Final follow-up item. I don't know if anybody remembers when I was talking about... Oh, what was I talking about? Applebee's employees that were getting phone calls that were asking the managers to strip search employees. Well, if you haven't heard about this, basically what it was is people calling up to Applebee restaurants or Applebee-type restaurants, calling them saying, look, you have an employee there. This is their name, usually a female name. We suspect she's carrying drugs or a weapon or something like that. You must do this for us. And through the course of conversation, I ended up actually talking the manager into strip searching an employee. It's a wonderful prank. It got so bad, actually, it happened like 2 or 3 times. Police were like saying, don't know. This is a joke, people. This is a phone prank. Don't do it. We're not calling you and doing this. We'll show up. Well, it looks like one of the original people is finally getting sued. You see, one of the people that were strip searched, well, she's suing Applebee's and she's suing the manager. So, just remember, if you get a call that says you got to strip search someone, remember, I don't think it's real. And also remember, they will sue you. United States of pending litigation. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm Trod's dad. Enjoy the music.
wear a sack, baseball jacket everywhere I go. My job is to help destroy what's left of your imagination by feeding you endless doses of tropical mindless garbage. So don't create, be sedate, be a vegetable at home and slack on that dial. If we have our way, even you will believe this is the future of rock and roll.
The shaker card as well. You should grab all of them and the pet foods of nature, making sure nothing's left to the imagination.
MTV, get
on
the MTV, get on the MTV, get on the air. MTV, get on the MTV, get on the MTV, get on the air. Get on the air.
See ladies' speeches from the Muppet Show. Shake their tits and their dicks as they rip sick and scream. It's something I don't like about a band that always wild. Your intent to offer some schmuck who doesn't care.
MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. MTV, get off the MTV, get off the MTV, get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the air. Get off the
was our beloved corporate gods claimed they created rock video, allowing it to sink as low in 1 year as commercial TV has in 25. It's the new frontier, they say. It's wide open, anything can happen. But you got a lot of nerve to call yourself a pioneer when you're too goddamn conservative to take real chances. Tin-eared, rat paper-brained accountants instead of music fans. Well, all the shots at giant record companies now. The lowest common denominator rule. Forget honesty. Forget creativity. The dumbest by the mostest. That's the name of the game. But sales are slumping, and no one will say why. Could it be they put out one too many lousy records?
MTV, get off the air!
Take it for the- to become a star. Living on a farm, he knew nothing of the city. Built his house out of straw, what a pity. Then one day he was jamming on some chords. Along came the wolf, knocking on his door. Little B, let me in. Most of his days just a gun, just smoking, hopping in a bopping down on Venice Beach, getting paid money for religious speech. Built his house of so many garbage pits, mostly made up of old Kansas sticks. Then one day he was cranking up a molly, along came the wolf on his big bad holly. Little B, let me in.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. It's a show, not show, and actually it's pretty much almost over by now. We've covered all the news articles, we've told you what happened with Claude, and Red Rum still hates my Java chat, but hey, it's getting better, I'm finally figuring out all the bugs. By the way, for everybody, I already gave out your mad props, so I missed him, but hey, thanks for popping in there, BMC, and thank you for popping in there, Red Rum. Don't pop in, Red. Never mind, I'm just having one of these days. Anywho. As I was going to say, folks, next week we'll have a normal show. Hopefully Claude is feeling better. What I'm going to do right now, though, is we're going to do our normal see you later, so sayonara, goodbye shout-outs. But I'm going to play some Hard House after this. A guy named Bobby D. I used to play this when I started up the Spank Wagon, and I figured, hell, I ain't got nothing else to play. That's long. So we'll play that. Bobby D., good stuff if you're really into Hard House, club, techno kind of stuff. So first off, let me say a big thank you to Virtual One for not only the Hey, Are You Alive call earlier tonight, but also for the space to put up the site, spankwagon.vftp.net. Of course, Vert's site is just vftp.net. Check it out. Also, folks, big thank you to Mr. Man and LazyCode.com for providing the bandwidth for the show. So, if you ever run into Mr. Man or see him on the chat, thank him because he's the reason that I'm here. Broadcasting. My parents are the reason. Never mind. Also want to say thank you to Reverend Hammer. Not really thank you, but hey, just a shout-out nonetheless. Reverend Hammer, JSTFU.org. He, too, uses Lazy Code. He must be cool then, too. Also want to give a shout-out and thank you to Toe for Ars Anime for helping pitch the site here, Spank Wagon Radio. And also just, yeah, just kind of pitching the site. So thank you. All right, enough about my shout-outs. Let's get back to the music. Remember, folks, we will be back next week with a regular show. Or so I'm hoping. I'm Trent. Claude's dead. Enjoy the music. Have a good night.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
blood of the stars.
Bobby D will make you feel nice.
Bobby D will make you feel nice.
Bobby D sets the night on fire.
Looks like you could use an extra hand.
Shame on you, Lou.
I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna go.
You have seen me. Now it's my turn to see. Strip.
You mean like strip?
Strip.
Come on, Jim. People are viewing. Get the business.
Strip.
DJ.